This is Power for Living, the Bible teaching ministry of Christ the King Church in Wakefield, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Feliciano Segundo, and our teacher is Father Michael Carl. So get out your Bibles and let's get started.
Now, you all may remember that our topic we covered 2 days ago was fasting and its purpose. So let's keep in mind while we talk about this topic that we're not trying to flex our own spiritual muscles or to keep fasting until we get what we want. God isn't moved by our strength, nor is he intimidated as if we, like a child, were saying that we're going to hold our breath until we turn blue, until he gives us what we're asking for. That's not what fasting is about. Now, to make our fast effective, we have to make sure we have a truly biblical and spiritual purpose in mind for it. Or, in other words, our fasting should be an expression of some of the deepest longings of our heart. And without that right purpose, it's not fasting, it's just doing without, or potentially it's a hunger strike. So we need that biblical purpose behind it. So like we said on Friday, the health and diet aficionados are constantly talking about the medical health diet benefits of fasting. And again on Facebook, there are several groups that have recurring ad posts making the benefits of fasting look like the greatest thing ever. Weight loss, weight control, and all these other things. And of course, those are good benefits. But they're not the spiritual benefits Christians might be looking for. So, what are the blessings of fasting? Well, here are the two biggest blessings that come with fasting. The first is answers to honest, heartfelt prayer. Fasting really does give strength and power to our prayer lives. When we're learning to do without that thing we've surrendered for a time, and when we focus instead on Christ, we get closer to him and discover we have more access to him. So let's look at a couple of scripture passages. Romans 5:2 says, "We have also obtained access through him by faith into this grace in which we stand and we boast in the hope of the glory of God." Now the passage itself doesn't mention fasting, but what it does say is that we have access to the Lord by faith. So we're fasting by faith, and that fasting opens our heart to seek him and increases our faith in the seeking. Now in Isaiah 58, 7 through 10, which is our featured verse that's on, or passage that's on the screen, or 8 through 10 rather, the verses that follow the description of the fasting that the Lord chooses, among the results are our spirits being uplifted, our hearts being made genuine. And in verse 9, the Lord said, "At that time, when you call, the Lord will answer. When you cry out, he will say, 'Here I am.'" This passage very clearly states that fasting, if it's a fast that he approves of, which is one that has a biblical and disciple-minded purpose, when we're fasting, this verse says he is going to listen and say, "Here I am." So this is as clear as we can get in terms of the power of fasting to increase the strength of our prayer lives and the receptiveness to God to listen to our prayers, the ones that we utter with our mouths and the ones that our body is giving forth by the surrendering to giving up that thing that we've given up for the time. So, like it or not, fasting is one of the few ways to bring about that level of focus in our prayers and that level of openness to the Lord when he speaks. So fasting as an assistant to prayer makes a special plea to God with that added intensity that comes as a result of the fast. In other words, in a fast, our prayers are more direct, more focused, and more intense, and more straight to the point than our ordinary prayers. Fasting is a kind of a special measure in the life of faith. Normal life is not fasting. Normal life is our everyday patterns of eating and drinking, whatever we eat and drink. But when we go into the special mode of fasting, we're able to show the Lord we enjoy Him more than that food and that drink. And now for the next and most, maybe the most precious blessing of fasting, and that is more of God Himself. Yes, this sounds really spiritual, doesn't it? But the deepest and the most meaningful of all the blessings of fasting, more important than God's earthly direction, God's guidance, God's deliverance, and God's provision, which are talked about in our scripture passage, is our eternal reception of and rejoicing in Him, and to enjoy His presence in this life too. Now, to put that in plain English, we get more of God and enjoy Him more. Truly, the deepest longings of our heart should be for more of Jesus in our lives. And when we think of Jesus, why would we not want to get closer to Him? Think about the depth of meaning in those seven I Am statements that John writes about in his gospel. What does Jesus say, and what are some of those statements about Jesus saying the I Ams? Well, in John 6, He says, "I am the bread of life." That means He's our spiritual nourishment, but that also means He provides our food for us in this life too. Then He says, "I am the light of the world," in John chapter 8. What does that mean but that He's the one who will open our minds to understand His Word and provide light and guidance for us on life's pathway? Then there's, "I am the good shepherd, and I am the door." That's in John 10. That means Jesus is going to lead us like a shepherd leads his flock. "And I am the door." That means Jesus is that door to salvation. But it also means that Jesus is going to open up those doors in our lives that we need opened when we find there's a lot of locked doors in our direction. So He's the door. He's going to open them up. In John 11, He says, "I am the resurrection and the life." He clearly means there that we may physically die, but if we're in Christ, we're going to live forever. John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life." He says He's going to be our way. He's going to make a pathway for us. Not only that, He is the way to heaven. The truth. He's always going to tell us the truth. Whatever we hear Jesus say from His Word is truth. You're not going to get any fabrications, obfuscations, and all these other things when you talk to the Lord. He's going to tell it like it is. And He's also going to, in this way, help us filter through all the noise from the rest of the world so we can figure out that which is true and separate it from that which is not. And the life? He came to give us life now. "I came that they may have life and have it to the full." But that also means from John 14:6 that He's the way to eternal life. And then He says, "I am the true vine." Yes, that means that we connect to the Lord and we have a relationship with Him. But that also means we have our connections to other people, to our families, to our church. "I am the vine. We are the branches." We have our connections to those necessary things in our lives through Christ, who, if He is in the center of our lives, will arrange those connections. So when we have Him, we have the way, the truth, the life, and the true vine, the connection to eternal life, and also connections to our families and our church right here and the right now. If He is our everything, like these verses say, why would we not want to get closer to Him? And the way that we can do that is through fasting. So He's the one who satisfies. More than the best of foods, and He quenches our thirst more than the coolest and purest of waters, as Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 55. He's the one who says in Revelation 21:6, "To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment." Those of us who have experienced His goodness can invite others to come and discover the same things. As Scripture says in Psalm 34:8, in Revelation 22:17, in Psalm 34, He says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." And when we're fasting, we're learning to depend more on Him and indeed taste and feel and sense the glory of that depth of relationship with Him that comes through fasting. And yes, in some ways, fasting is the only way to achieve that. Because it's when we empty ourselves and deny ourselves that He can come in and fill up those empty places that we used to fill with junk. But He comes in and fills up those empty places with Himself in our fasting. So, what do? We turn our thoughts, our worries, and our life's pains over to Jesus. When we fast, the aches in our stomachs and the pains in our gut, and even our mental pains and our mental gymnastics, where we rationalize reasons to quit fasting or rationalize reasons to do something we know we ought not to, those things are reminders that Jesus is our true food and our true drink, not the ordinary food and drink that we consume daily, especially if you're in a habit of eating too much fast food. But not only that, He's our true peace of mind as we find out when in our fast we call on Him to strengthen us and give us a level head when we're wavering. And yes, fasting does all of those things. So you see, the true follower of Christ will fast. Jesus told us that in John 6, whenever you fast. Remember, we talked about that on Friday. The Bible doesn't necessarily command you, yes, you must fast, but Jesus makes it clear He's expecting that we're going to be fasting that way. So when we fast, as Jesus promised, because as people of faith, we know that believing in Him means coming to Him to satisfy our soul's hunger and quench our soul's thirst, as Jesus said in John 6:35. He's going to do that. And further, one of the best and most regular reminders of our need for Him and for what He can do in us is that abstaining temporarily from other foods and drinks, He can supply what we're lacking. So it's sort of like we're emptying ourselves. That doesn't mean being empty-headed. It means we're getting rid of the stuff that keeps us from Him and allowing Him to come in and fill up that space with more of Himself. That sounds really spiritual. And it sounds really abstract in some cases, and it's hard to grasp. But when you fast, you experience that. The spaces that aren't filled by the stuff that we've denying ourselves are filled up by Him. He comes in and occupies that extra space. And then we sense that nearness to Him that deep down inside we know we have always needed. And He can meet that deepest desire of our hearts through fasting. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Power for Living. If you happen to miss any of our other programs, be sure to go to our podcast page at christthekingnorthshore.podbean.com. And you can also visit our website at www.ctknorthshore.org. If this program has been a blessing, feel free to let us know. Write us at Power for Living, care of Christ the King Church, 4 Railroad Avenue, Suite 309 in Wakefield, Massachusetts, 01880. Or you can also send us an email at christthekingnorthshore@gmail.com. You can be a part of this gospel ministry by becoming a patron of Power for Living. You can find out how by clicking the Become a Patron button at the top of our podcast page. That's it for this week, and until next time, remember that Jesus is your power for living.